At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hey, feels so good to finally get back in and take a breather for a change. You know, Christmas, right? Sometimes it is one of the best holidays, and then there are times where, like, when it comes to your wallet, it just doesn't want to play right, man. Then again, them deals are pretty good, but hey, I'm getting a little too ahead of myself because it's time to get this thing rolling. Welcome to the J-Bad Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? Welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 357. I'm your host, J-Man, of course, and it feels so good to be back here doing another awesome episode. And before you tell me certain about, like, what old Trumpenstein's doing and all that jazz, this isn't the episode for that. Alright? Nope. I already know what kind of a problem he's going to be in the next year and all this other stuff, not to mention the way, like, some of the people that surround that nonsense has just been toxic as hell. I figured you guys would need something different. You know what I'm saying? And what better time than a nice Christmas episode? You know, like, I was running about shopping these last few days. Just trying to make sure I got everything all tied up and all that stuff. I only have two more gifts to get. But, yep. Tuning up, this whole thing will be a wrap at least by tomorrow. But I gotta tell y'all, I need some time to just sit down and chill, baby, because, like, make sure my wallet's okay, make sure I'm a... Oh, well, never mind, I still got plenty of scratch for the old holidays and stuff. You know, see, I took some time to actually budget for this year, and it worked out a lot better than expected, because I even got time for myself. Ah, that's winning, baby. Winning! But, you know, some of you all out there and stuff... how January looking for you? It looking weird, isn't it? Well, I hope not. I hope that some of you guys understand this. No matter how things go, enjoy this stuff. There's a reason why we have this time and why we all could just go ahead and just relax and actually, you know what I mean? Remember this. This is the last, like, few weeks of 2024. And I know some of y'all said thank God for that. And if you're here with me, I gotta let you know this. We made it. That's the number one thing you can say about all this stuff, guys. We made it. We finally got to where we need to be. We finally finishing off this damn year. And the beautiful part about January, I suppose, is that we get to go ahead and do it all over again. But it's okay, you know? I mean, I think a lot of us, despite however you want to play it political-wise, I think we're going to be okay. And if we can just go ahead and make these days enjoyable and all that stuff, we're going to be fine. You know? And I tell you guys that stuff not to give you false hope. I'm giving you the real hope that I know of. It's what keeps me going all the time, you know? It's just like, well, some people go ahead and they try to make it seem like the odds are against me, even running J360 Productions. It's like, well, I can even out those odds. I'm good enough. I can make this stuff happen. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there are ways of doing these things and, you know, making your life fulfilling. And, by the way, somebody was telling me something about some woman who, shagged like 100 dudes in a day, which, once again, I need to make a whole another episode about, because if you're somebody that has to go for something like that, doesn't it just make this really, really hollow scope about how, like, rich and fame is. But then again, that's not even rich and fame. That's just, it's just derogatory and ridiculous. Like, you know, because there are people out there that are deprived when it comes to dating. And then there are people out there who have not done so well with dating. So that's like the next thing that they jump into is some sort of lottery like that. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't think anybody's winning that shit. Yeah, like, say like this. I'm sure somebody will be like, well, come on, Jay. If you had the chance to go ahead and deal with, you know, an attractive female and you got to be one of those 100, would you take the deal? No. Fuck no. Next. But, you know, why would I mention that in a Christmas episode? I think because, I think, didn't that woman do that stuff during, like, not now, but, like, was it, like, around Thanksgiving or something like that? But everybody started talking about that stuff, and I'm like, it's just amazing how, like, our society is. So, sometimes we gotta push back from, now, I'm not saying that, you know, venturing into whatever the hell that, I don't know, I have my problems with OnlyFans, and I have my problems with how, like, a lot of stuff has become normalized in our society. But, it's just because, like this, you can go ahead and do what you want to do when you're an adult, but it's just some of those idiots just go ahead and they push that stuff on, like, younger kids, you know, like, I mean, like, they go to, like, places like Twitch, or they go to, like, you know, like, YouTube is weird nowadays. But, like, they go to, like, outlets that are made for teens and stuff like that just to get, like, cred. Because if they stayed where they were, and considering how oversaturated that market is, they wouldn't get no reach like anything. There's a lot to this stuff, you know, which is why, like, when some people come up with a standard where it's 18 and up, and then you're wondering why they're at a spot where, like, teens and tweens are. Which is why I always say, like, you know, be aware of what the hell you idolize, because it might not be for your best favor. And I always try to say that a lot for, like, those that are out there and stuff. And that, which leads to this way about Christmas. Have you seen, like, some people trying to destroy the tradition of what Christmas is? And I'm not talking about the religious aspects. I'm just talking about, like, enjoying it in general. These holidays are for us to enjoy, like, no matter how you go about it, like, those of you that celebrate Hanukkah, those of you that celebrate Kwanzaa, those of you that celebrate Ramadan, those of you that celebrate basically anything, you know, like, make new memories, make some good ones. Like, for me, myself, like, Christmas was a time where I enjoyed, you know, spending time with my family. I was playing video games against my, you know, my father, my sister, and whenever my brothers were in town, you know what I mean? Like, made a lot of great memories with that, and then later on had nieces and nephews come into play, made some good memories, not only for myself, but for them. And the thing about it is, like, even if life got real demanding, even, like, when I worked at the soda company and stuff, you know, and I had to be out there at certain stores during, like, different times, such as, like, it wasn't always Christmas Eve itself, but it was always, like, the day before Christmas Eve. You know what I'm saying? Like, where we are currently right now, we're, like, on the cusp of Christmas and stuff. And usually things were quite busy for, like, when you had to work in, like, food service and all that stuff. Because people were running parties and they were going ahead and coming in late to get a few things. But, it, you know, it wasn't always that bad. And people were enjoyable to talk to at the time. Nowadays, out here in public, you don't know whether somebody's over there packing, or usually you should think that they are, because things are just really off the chain these days. But, you know, at least you had, like, decent conversations. At least, like, the holidays were something enjoyable, and you didn't always have to correct yourself when you talked. You know, like, certain people be like, oh, I didn't know that it was blah, 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 happy holidays and all that kind of stuff. Happy holidays isn't bad, but it became, like, the go-to statement after a while, because, you know, they just did not know how to go about things. It's better than me saying, like, happy winter gala and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that shit. You know, like, once again, if I'm enjoying the holiday, you should enjoy the holiday too. And, you know, at the end of the day, be about something, you know? And if you're one of those kind of people that sit there and say, well, you know, I ain't got no friends, I ain't got no family, I got blah, blah, blah. Well, here's another way you can make it enjoyable. You can always volunteer. You can always be in your community, and you can always see where certain places are celebrating. And, you know, you might make a pretty good group there. And then, you know, might bring a smile to some people's faces at that point. Such as, like, the elderly and everything else. Like, lots of people who are elder and in those retirement homes, they don't mind people coming to read to them, talk to them, you know, like, because they probably have, like, a point of view about things that some of us are never going to have. And, you know, like, some of the time you see it, like, they're old, they're angry, they're tired of stuff, but some of them really just want to somebody to listen to them, somebody to hear them, somebody to help them along the way, because, you know, where else are they going to go after a certain period of time other than, like, you know, depart it? You know, it's just like, don't get to a point where it's like you don't really have anything after a while. And I've noticed that with some people, like, because it takes work to build up something, to build up a network, to actually take the time to be sociable, to have a good social group around you and all. Trust me, I already know. All right, like, I had to rebuild my social circle many times, and I may have to rebuild it again, you know, after all the things that have happened after Election Day and all that stuff. Now, before those of you be like, oh, you're gonna get rid of Trump-supporting friends of yours? I didn't say all that. I just said, like, you know, I may have to make an adjustment. See, the thing about it is that, like, because some people get wrapped up in narratives, and they think their way is the right way. And most of the time, I like to think the right way is paved in front of us. I just often think, like, regardless of where we are as people, we're afraid to take that way because the race to the top is so foreign to us now, we're scared of it. So we try to nosedive every time we can. And it's really, really sad. You know, because, like, you don't want to nosedive down. You want to actually lift up, because if you're not going to go ahead and take the time to get to a newer spot, well, stay the course, I guess. And I say that to a lot of people. And then, like, they get mad at me for that. And it's like, well, hell, I mean, if you didn't want to hear me uplift you, I mean, I might as well just let you fall at that point. And then all of a sudden, now you're mad at me because, oh, well, you didn't care. I do care. I always talk about how we can better ourselves and how we can do great things and how we can enjoy ourselves and, you know, get, like, a whole new line of work and stuff like that going. Like, whether you work in the entertainment field or not. And I've noticed a lot about the entertainment field that's just really, really insane, too. Or I could say it's insane, or I'm just going to say, like, you know what? I notice about a lot of things that leave a real, real downward spiral look at stuff. But, you know, what does that have to do with Christmas? Well, it has a lot to do with have some values in Christmas. You know, everything else is hard. You're going to go through things. Hell, I'm going to go through things. I think every single one of us are, you know what I mean? We are bound to go through some shit, regardless of what year, regardless of whoever's in office, regardless of any of these things. We need at least one good day, you know, or at least a good time leading into the bad. It's kind of like this, you know, like back in the day, tribes would celebrate and enjoy each other and stuff like that. They know damn well they're going to war the next day. But there are times where they celebrate. And then they rest up and then they get ready for the next one. Unless you're like one of those infiltration kind of people that come up in there and then, you know, you get them while they're partying and stuff. Let us remember how Troy fell. But I'm telling you this stuff because I want you all to enjoy the holiday. I want you all to get out there and, you know, and if you can't buy any gifts, make some gifts. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, take some time, put some stuff together. You can go to a Build-A-Bear, you can go to, like, a crane store or whatever. I mean, like, a crane store. Well, what I mean, like, a crane game or something like that. Like, those are cheap. But if you're really good at it, you can get something nice out of those machines. I'm just saying. I saw one of the snowmen from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I was like, what the hell? And, you know, like, and I thought about getting it for my mom. But, nah, I'm just not as good as I used to be at that stuff. A long time ago, I could actually wing it. But nowadays, not so much. But I did one better. I ended up getting the whole Rankin and Bass collection. It had to be done, y'all. I was like, I mean, it was all 18 specials in a package for at least, like, what, $40? I said, well, you know, considering the original price is $60, and this is a Blu-ray, I'm taking it. So I went ahead and I took that thing, and I sat back and I started watching all those old stuff. You can tell, like, some of them got a little too preachy, while they will never ever be on network broadcasting anymore, but it took me back to the early days, like when around this time you would watch stuff like Little Drummer Boy, Jack Frost, even though Jack Frost does make appearances, Rudolph, of course, and then like you got Frosty the Snowman, and then the one that doesn't even get talked about as much, where like Frosty the Snowman had to battle against Jack Frost during the time where he was, you know, he found a mate. I was like, this is awesome. You know? And it's like, now that I finally got them all, I ain't got to look nowhere else. And then, of course, you know, the Grinch is always going to be about. Which, by the way, are they really making a sequel to the Jim Carrey Grinch? Because I heard that was like a thing. Because if they are, that's cool. Because I like that version of the Grinch. That one that they did with Benedict Cumberbatch is not my favorite. I can understand why people actually enjoy it and all, because that was when like they were making those newer animated Dr. Seuss films, kind of like The Lorax. And I think there's supposed to be a Cat in the Hat one coming soon, which, yeah, we could use that one. Because, I don't know, like the Mike Myers one is like a guilty pleasure of mine, because like, he's funny. But it's just the way that they were trying to expand that book. And it's got so bad that actually Audrey Geisel said, fuck no, we are not doing any more live action material based on my husband's work. So it was like, okay. But I think we could really use that animated feature. And then also I took the time to watch Shrek not too long ago, like the very first one. Because I know, like, I share clips now and again, but I have not seen that movie in years. And it was just perfect. Like, the way, like, I got it all set up around here with the holiday specials. And then not to mention, like, the Christmas tree sitting right there. And there wasn't a J360 show that needed to be done. So I was like, hey, let me just go ahead and see how, you know, the way the past looked. And I was sitting there watching Shrek. And I was like, that is always going to be, like, one of the best animated features ever made. And, especially, like, when Fiona came over there and was singing and the little bird was singing to her, and then all of a sudden she hit that high note and the bird tried to catch up and boom! I was like, yo. And what's funny about that is, like, the bird just doing what, you know, what birds do. And I was like, I needed that laugh, you know what I'm saying? And even though I'm sitting there, like, just enjoying that stuff, I'm in the moment, you know, I'm not on social media, I'm not, like, looking at the news, and, you know, that was, like, one of the best laughs I've had in a long time. Speaking of which, I might even watch Shrek 2 tomorrow. But, you know, like, what I'm saying is, you gotta be in the moment, y'all. And you gotta make things enjoyable for yourself. And it just, like, I was on, like, a social media page not too long ago where people were talking about, we had it made, y'all. We had gaming great. And it showed, like, these four kids that were playing, like, the Nintendo 64. And I'm sitting there thinking, chances are they're either playing Mario Kart or they are playing Star Fox. Or the infamous, well, no, it's not infamous, the most famous one, GoldenEye. And you know something? It definitely was GoldenEye. And I looked at that and I was like, yeah, we really did have something cool growing up and stuff. Those of us of the 90s and everything. Will we ever have a legendary gamer time like that? I mean, we try. I mean, but if you got something like the Game Awards and stuff, all that kind of stuff, dictating what your gaming style is and dictating how you should shop for games and all, I think we kind of missed the point. See, back then we had a whole wave of cool stuff going through, and like whether you had Nintendo, whether you had PlayStation, or whether you had like the Sega Saturn, if for those of you out there, because you're not left out, you know, like at least you had something to game with, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nowadays, you do have great stuff to game with, too. Unfortunately, you have all the other crazy stuff to go with it. Such as game, updating the game, or no, the infamous one. Downloading the game, then updating the game, and then, like, the chances are if PlayStation Network or Xbox Live is working or not, because some sort of hacker group came through there and messed that whole damn thing up, so now you're riding with this crap for a little while. But, I mean, you go all day about, like, the flaws of modern gaming, but underneath it all, it still is some cool quality stuff to play. Now, I know some of y'all are thinking I'm thinking about Street Fighter VI, and you'd be right. That shit is awesome. And you know why I speak of it in high regard? Because, well, one, I'm a fighting game fan. But another thing is this. This isn't one of those entries in a Capcom series that is shuffled in between different games. You understand what I'm saying? This is a game that took one of the best risks of all. Expanded the story. Pushed everything in the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really takes place after Street Fighter V and all that kind of stuff. And whereas, like, what was the timeline at the time? It was 1, then it was Alpha, then it was 2, then it's 4, then it's 5, then it's 3. And then this takes place after 3. So, yeah, see what I'm talking about? Like, there are moments where, because sometimes they figure people won't settle on this kind of stuff, so they, like, try to shuffle it in where it's familiar to everybody, but you see, you can only be familiar so many times. You do have to push it to the future sometime. You do have to expand it. Some will like it, some won't. Which is kind of the way, like, with basically anything, right? You know, kind of like how the new Superman trailer dropped today, and you know, from my perspective, I actually liked it. I looked at this, I was like, this might be worth the hype. You know, I didn't even care about crypto being like a different breed of dog other than a Labrador. Even though at the same time I'm kind of biased because I love Labrador Retrievers. But, you know, it was pretty cool for me to see this. And I was like, well, it seemed like everybody's going to play a role. And hopefully there isn't going to be, like, too many superheroes to keep track of. And, you know, at the end of the day, the guy that's playing Superman, you know, at least there's one thing about Superman that they get right. The casting isn't so bad, you know? And I know how, like, some of y'all will be like, ooh, yeah, I didn't like how some of the casting, like, I didn't like how the CW Superman looked. He looked like a drunk. I didn't care for, like, Dean Cain being Superman. I get that. But what I'm saying is, though, if you look at him, each and every single one of them, they do pretty much look like Superman. You know, the comics character and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah. In different eras, too, you know? Like, there were times where Superman, you know, had, like, the squinty eye look and stuff back in the day. From the Fleischer Studios version all the way to, like, the one in the 80s where, like, you know, seemed like he was, you know, just normal. But at the same time, he could still hold his own and all that kind of stuff. Like, Brandon Routh very much looked like the one from the 80s. And then, of course, you know, Christopher Reeve, that man will always be Superman. Hell, there was a documentary released on him, you know, and it was well done. Like, it's just like, if you step up into the role of being Superman, you will have the irie and also the, you have the irie, but you will also have the respect of those that will look at you and say, okay, that's Superman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, with Henry Cavill. Like, I think he was a great Superman as well. It's just, once again, who's writing his movie and how is his movie going to play out? And are we going to even get another movie with this character? Because we should have got Man of Steel 2 at some point, but we never got it, you know? I mean, we did get the Snyder Cut, so I guess that's a victory. But once again, just like I said about Hollow stuff, it is what it is. But hopefully, like, this stuff will actually work for us, is what I'm saying. But far as I know, I'm going to be there in July to watch this, and I want to go ahead and see how Superman goes, because I'm a Superman fan, and I want to see this stuff play out. Just like with Batman, you know, like, Batman is awesome, as much as Superman is. Yes, I said it, deal with it. And I mean, like, anybody who watched, like, the Batman and Superman movies that were coming out there for a while, like, all the animated features and stuff, that shit was great, man. That was a time to be alive, man, as a DC Comics fan and everything. I was like, yeah, okay. I mean, granted, it's going to take us a while to get them live actions done, but these animations that we got coming through here, they're pretty well done. My all-time favorite will always be Public Enemies, like when Lex Luthor was president. Oh, that was badass, man. So, yeah, and then not to mention the Injustice games, but I could go all day about that, too. But what I'm saying is, a lot of that stuff, once again, I enjoy during the holidays. And then seeing that trailer drop, that's awesome. And then speaking of a great movie I'm looking forward to, I got the tickets for it. I'm going to go see Sonic tomorrow. Hells yeah. And I need this. We're going to start off this holiday vacation for me just right. Oh, which, by the way, I hope some of you have taken off for the holiday. You know, so that you can just sit back and chill. You know what I mean? Get those days in early and all that stuff. I won't condone you to take sick days and all, but I'm not telling you not to. You know what I mean? Because sometimes things like industry, productivity, and all that stuff can wait. You need time to yourself, and you need time to your family, and you need to sit back and drink some eggnog, and you need to go ahead and just party it up. Why the hell not? I'm talking to all of you out there. Make stuff enjoyable for yourselves. Because it's almost Christmas, you know? I mean, when's the last time you're going to... I mean, it's like this. We're all growing older. Okay? There's going to be a moment where we're going to be them old people in them retirement homes. And then all we have is our memories. And then, like, when we have our memory to think about, like, what was really awesome to all of us, you might think about Christmas. You might think about the holiday season or year's end and all that kind of stuff. And even if you're not partying up on Christmas, you better be partying it up during New Year's Eve. And you don't have to be in New York for that, by the way. Like, just have a good time. Have some friends. Have some, you know, family members and all that kind of stuff. Or even better, you know, go to a place where people are having a gathering and stuff. You know, like, we have one in Delaware called First Night. And, you know, you might meet somebody nice and stuff. Oh, which, by the way, I love this one. It is not a requirement for you to be with somebody during the holidays, all right? I mean, romantic-wise. I know a lot of y'all been giving yourselves a hard time about that. Here's the thing. You got to be willing to meet people, too. And they got to be willing to meet people as well. And I wish people would normalize and cultivate this. I don't know why they don't have, like, social outlets and all that stuff. And I'm not talking about bars and all that stuff. I'm talking about more than that. Like, a place where people can actually socialize. Like, people actually enjoy themselves. Oh, you mean clubbing? No! Damn it! I don't mean clubbing at all. Clubbing's been done for years. I mean, clubbing hasn't been interesting since, like, what? I want to say, like, 2010 is when everything went crazy. Maybe about 2008, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think of, like, a time when it was actually fun for me to go to those places and stuff. But, yeah. What I'm saying is, like, you know, go ahead and socialize a little bit. Have some fun with that. But nobody's really trying to, you know, trying to push that kind of stuff. They always try to push, like, the bad stuff, or they try to push, like, the dysfunctional sides of dating, or, you know, going to, like, church gatherings and all this stuff. Church gatherings are really nice, you know? Depending on, like, what service you're in and, like, who's not being toxic at the event. But like I say, you know, these are risks that you are willing to take, and you may meet somebody nice. I mean, whatever happened to meeting somebody? And then be in the moment talking to them and make them feel welcome. Which is what, like, you know, church should have been about, should be about anyway. But, you know, I could go all day with that one. Yeah, I know. What am I using Captain America's speech for? But what I'm saying is, y'all, it's just like, life's short It'll come at you fast. And you know what, with us being here at the end of the year and all that stuff, and you know, celebrating different kind of holidays, some of us probably eating and drinking and being merry, that's what it should be about. And I like the idea of this kind of stuff. So even if certain people feel a certain way, because there are always going to be people, like, even, you know, I remember doing a soda episode one time where it was like Christmas doesn't have the same hit as it used to. Well, that's because right now we are the gift givers. We are the people that bring the party. We are the people that are in charge of things now. We're not the kids that are going in there and, you know, everything is presented in front of us in a whole unique way. We're the ones that are bringing the bass, bringing the band, and everything now. And that's really not too bad. You know, because it's kind of like creating a series and all that kind of stuff, which yours truly is good at. Let's bring the entertainment. Let's bring the party and all. And then make other people feel welcome. And you know what? I remember putting on a show for kids at one time, and it wasn't bad. They had a good time, and, you know, it's just one of them kind of things to see, like, the smile on kids' faces and all, and seeing how happy it is, because you never know who you inspire at the time, and, yeah, you know, it makes things whole, you know what I'm saying, and it makes things, like, livable for everybody. So that's what I'm saying for all of you out here. I'm hoping that y'all have a good time. I'm hoping that some of y'all are playing video games. And those are my friends out there. If you want to invite me to some game sessions, well, once again, you got to tell me what time and what day, and I'll do my best to be there. And hey, we just make new memories out of this stuff. That's the important thing, you know? Not about who you won't offend, and not about, like, all the crazy shit that goes on, or, like, you know, the Thanksgiving that never end, because, you know, it's funny, because some people take, like, their issues with Thanksgiving, and they put them into, like, Christmas and all that stuff, so it's, like, a sequel that you never really wanted. That's a damn sad way to look at stuff, but I want you all to remember this, though. No matter how dysfunctional things are, make this life livable. All right? And enjoy life. Because we only got one. But all in all, though, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. I wanted to give you guys something different tonight. I wanted to give you guys, like, a little bit of hope and everything. Because you need it. And I know from time to time, I have lots of it. So, you go ahead and you hold on to it. That's my gift to y'all. Speaking of which, what do we have for the rest of the week? Well, I'd like to say, since I'll be at the movie tomorrow, you're not getting a presentation on that day. But Saturday, however, I would say look over to the YouTube channel. And let's say like around 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you might see something interesting. All right? And that's youtube.com/J360Productions. But till then, though, you all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. And, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. Take care of yourselves out there, everyone. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget, Happy Kwanzaa as well. So, take care. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.